The big names of the big band era are mostly men. Count Basie, Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington. But in the 20s and 30s, a number of big bands sprung up that were led and played by women.
Now come gather round us, folks. Let us tell you about this swing. Let us tell you about the dance was invented just for you.
Little Hardin Armstrong and her swing orchestra was one of them. Then, when World War II broke out and millions of men shipped off overseas, these female bands got a chance to shine.
That was the height of the big band era, the swing era. And as far as the ladies were concerned, there were so many men that were over fighting in the war, these all-female bands started to rise.
That's Christian McBride, bassist, composer, and host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. He says this is a forgotten chapter in jazz history, but it was filled with enormously talented bands.
During that period, there was one band with a level of popularity that was quite formidable, and they were called the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. They were probably the first all-female band taken seriously. They were the first all-female band which fans and musicians alike heard them and went, oh boy, they're serious.
Right. They were a 17-piece big band. And I understand you actually sat down with one of the surviving members of the band, right?
It was a thrill to go to Los Angeles and speak with Roz Kron, who is a saxophonist in the International Sweethearts. And she's 93 now and just such a beautiful, beautiful spirit.
And we should say Roz Kron is white. Were these bands integrated?
Yes, very much so. And one of the many things that she shared with me was what it was like touring through the South during the Jim Crow era. Because, you know, part of the Jim Crow law was that integration was illegal. So to have a band of ladies from all of these different backgrounds, white, black, one of the many things that she shared with me was what it was like having to pass for black.
I hadn't heard the Jim Crow laws. I heard Jim Crow. But I
didn't know what it was.
Right. And we were on a trip going straight down to the Deep South. And they told me I had to have a story if I was stopped, what my parents were like, where we were from, and all that sort of thing. And I made up a story that my father was white and my mother was black.
So there's the danger element, right? The fact that it's all women, it's integrated, we're talking the Jim Crow era. How are they treated in terms of kind of respect or pay?
They were not paid well. They made 1/4 of the money that the guys made. And that was all over. That was not just the South. That was also in the North. But what really touched me deeply was that none of those harrowing experiences made her bitter. She feels like they went through that so these days could be better.
So are there more women out there still alive who can tell their stories?
Well, there's Clora Bryant, an amazing trumpeter who was also part of that band with Roz in the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and also Viola Smith, a wonderful drummer in the band called the Coquettes. There were a lot of all-female bands at that time, but there's a very small number of women from that era still around.
Now, there are still big bands today, but are there big bands led by women?
Oh, yeah. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm really did pave the way all through the modern era to a band of today like the Diva Jazz Orchestra. This is actually their 26th year of existence, and they are one of the greatest bands in the world, period. Jazz community can't afford to be exclusionary. You know, we need more people playing this music. The music itself doesn't care who plays it. A B-flat doesn't care who plays it. We want women playing this music. We want people from all walks of life playing this music.
That's bassist, composer, and host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, Christian McBride. Christian, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Audie.